The gender gap in the workforce. Equality for women in the workplace might seem like an old issue, but it's still relevant. Even though women represent almost half of the American workforce, there are clear disparities when you dig into the numbers. About 85% of top corporate officers in Fortune 500 companies are men, and only 3% of CEOs are women. Every year, universities award women more than half of all bachelor's and master's degrees in the U.S. Additionally, close to half of the graduates from law and medical schools are women. Despite these educational achievements, women face challenges in certain fields where they struggle to climb the career ladder. This phenomenon, known as the thinning effect, means there are fewer women in top professional positions. As a result, each new generation of women entering the workforce has limited female role models in leadership positions. The obstacles that potential female leaders encounter can come from various sources like social norms, economic factors, psychological barriers, and even generational differences. Challenges. These challenges make it harder for women to advance in their careers and reach leadership roles. Social conditioning. Society often portrays women as passive and less capable leaders, perpetuating stereotypes that hinder their progress. Economic challenges. Despite advancements, women still face pay inequality, earning less than men for the same roles, which can discourage career advancement. Psychological barriers. Women sometimes hold themselves back, feeling they need more training or experience before pursuing leadership roles. Generational impact. Past female leaders haven't always mentored younger women, creating a gap in support and guidance. Opportunities. Womanomics describes the phenomenon of women's encouragement in leadership. Companies benefit from promoting women in leadership due to their valuable skills, collaborative leadership style, multitasking abilities, effective communication, and strong decision-making and problem-solving skills. For example, female leaders like Indra Nooyi, former CEO of PepsiCo, have demonstrated exceptional leadership qualities, breaking barriers and inspiring other women to pursue leadership roles. Discover your passion. What motivates you to jump out of bed each morning and tackle your job with excitement? It's not just the paycheck, although that's important. It's the sense of fulfillment and purpose you derive from your work. The key to finding happiness at work lies in aligning your career aspirations with your values and passions. Yet, this pursuit isn't always straightforward. It requires self-discovery, reflection, and exploration. Naomi C. Earp, chairwoman of the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, emphasizes the importance of understanding our strengths, passions, and sources of joy. We need to know what we're good at and figure out what we love. What gives us pleasure? It's important to do something that you feel is enjoyable. Numerous self-assessment tools can aid in identifying your true calling. Personality and psychological tests like the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, along with interest and career assessments such as CareerKey and the Princeton Review Career Quiz, can provide valuable insights. Additionally, evaluate your strengths and areas for improvement during your next job performance review. Keeping a journal can serve as a helpful tool for personal growth, while collaborating with career coaches can assist you in strategizing your career progression. Achieve your best. To progress in your career, start by excelling in your current role. Focus on mastering essential skills and key tasks. Becoming competent is crucial for consideration for promotion, although you don't need to be an expert in every aspect of your job. Soft skills like problem solving and relationship building are also valuable for success. Dee Dee Wilson, CFO at Aritzia, emphasizes the importance of developing leadership qualities rather than just technical expertise. She suggests that finding your voice and demonstrating leadership traits are vital as you move up the career ladder. Once you're confident in your responsibilities, look for ways to add value. Strive to become indispensable by identifying your unique strengths and taking the initiative to improve processes and offer solutions. Catherine Weymouth, CEO of Washington Post Media, advises going above and beyond in your work and avoiding a mindset of doing just the bare minimum. Your professional image plays a significant role in your success. Project confidence and competence in your demeanor to inspire others to follow your lead. Pay attention to how you dress, behave, communicate, and interact with colleagues, as these contribute to your overall image. Craft a concise introduction or 30-second commercial to make a positive impression when meeting new people. Include essential details like your name, job title, main responsibilities, and a willingness to assist others. Build your professional network. Male executives often excel in creating extensive networks, but women can also benefit greatly from networking efforts. Patricia Deton, a director at the Simmons School of Management, notes that while women's networking is improving, men tend to have stronger informal networks. Building a personal web of contacts helps you stay updated on industry trends and advancements. Your contacts can also assist you in discovering job opportunities within and outside your organization, including special projects or volunteer roles. Connecting with new people allows you to develop and showcase your unique set of skills and qualities, known as your personal brand. Moreover, a robust network acts as a safety net in your professional life. In times of crisis or job insecurity, having a network in place can help you transition to another role swiftly. Vicky Ho, a general manager at GE Healthcare Clinical Services, emphasizes the importance of a broad circle of contacts in navigating workplace changes. Establish connections through various avenues, such as women-only groups, industry associations, alumni networks, community organizations, and charitable initiatives. Online platforms like LinkedIn and Facebook are also valuable for networking and are user-friendly. Expand your horizons. You can enhance your skills and career prospects by engaging in various activities beyond your job. Rosalind Kleeman, chairwoman of the Coalition for Effective Change, emphasizes the importance of broadening your horizons. Any activities that make you more knowledgeable and interesting can boost your career. Keep learning about your industry through reading journals, attending workshops and webinars, and researching your competitors. Consider pursuing further education like an MBA if it aligns with your goals. Alexandra Miller, CEO of Mercedes Medical Incorporated, emphasizes the value of knowledge. The more you know, the stronger you become. Volunteering not only enhances your credentials, but also provides leadership chances. Find a cause you're passionate about, join a supporting organization, and explore how you can contribute. Tailor your role to match your skills and availability. Use your volunteer experience to grow professionally. Strategies for success. Many women shy away from asking for what they want because they find negotiating intimidating. They often settle for less than they deserve due to doubts about achieving positive outcomes. Surprisingly, research indicates that women lose over $500,000 in earnings by age 60 due to their reluctance to negotiate salaries. However, negotiating skills are essential in various life situations like job changes, home purchases, starting businesses, and managing personal matters. Here are practical tips to become comfortable with negotiating. 1. Recognize your leverage. Understand the strengths and advantages you bring to the negotiation table. 2. Prepare thoroughly. Consider all possible scenarios and outcomes before entering negotiations to feel more confident. 3. Visualize success. Imagine achieving a favorable agreement to inspire a positive mindset. 4. Manage emotions. Keep emotions in check during negotiations to think clearly and make rational decisions. 5. Back up your argument. Use relevant data and information to support your position and strengthen your case. 6. Set limits. Determine the minimum you're willing to accept, worst-case scenario, and aim for your ideal outcome, best-case scenario. 7. Aim for win-win solutions. Think about how both parties can benefit from the negotiation, fostering a cooperative and mutually beneficial approach. Crack the office politics code. Understanding and navigating office politics is crucial for career advancement. Every workplace has unwritten rules governing how things are done, and being politically savvy can prevent surprises and missed opportunities. Donna Cajon, CEO of Global Giving, advises women to assess the organizational culture early on in a new job to align their work effectively. Pay attention to the dynamics and power structures within your organization. This awareness allows you to contribute meaningfully and adapt your approach to fit company practices. Treat everyone in your workplace as valuable clients, regardless of their position. Acknowledge and appreciate others' contributions to build positive relationships and gain allies. Differentiate between gathering information and spreading rumors. Engage in constructive conversations and refrain from discussing sensitive matters that could damage your reputation. Address issues directly with the relevant parties, focusing on facts rather than emotions. Clear and respectful communication fosters trust and effective problem solving. Progress isn't what it seems. The belief that you can have it all can be misleading and disheartening. In today's constantly connected work environment, with smartphones and the internet keeping us tethered 24/7, the concept of the extreme job has emerged, demanding over 60 hours per week. Despite this, women are still expected to juggle caring for aging parents, nurturing their marriages, and never missing their children's activities. This relentless pressure to be on call all the time has led to what's known as the thinning effect, where women are opting out of corporate roles in search of a more manageable lifestyle. Dominique Sherman, CEO of Papyrus, notes that while the idea of having it all is appealing, it's not as straightforward in reality. She mentions that pursuing multiple facets of life comes with sacrifices. Instead of striving for work-life balance, which implies dividing time equally among various areas, consider aiming for work-life integration. This approach involves focusing on what's most crucial or urgent at any given moment. Jamie McCourt, president of the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball team, emphasizes that priorities will shift depending on the situation. Strategies for achieving work-life integration include flexible work arrangements like part-time roles, job sharing, telecommuting, and relying on a support network of family, friends, and colleagues. Pave your career path. Plan your career path with your ultimate goal in sight. Having clear long-term objectives will guide your short-term decisions effectively. While your progress may not always follow a linear path up the corporate ladder, don't shy away from detours or lateral moves that offer new experiences and exposure. At some stage, taking calculated risks becomes essential. Embrace new opportunities even if they initially seem daunting. According to Vicky Ho, if you receive an exciting job offer, seize it. Otherwise, someone else will. Some women set rigid boundaries, but flexibility is key. Remember, it's your responsibility to make yourself successful, not the company's. Key points. 1. Recognize and address the thinning effect impacting women's career progression. 2. Overcome barriers like social, economic, and psychological factors to reach leadership roles. 3. Find fulfillment by aligning career goals with personal values and passions. 4. Develop core job competencies while honing leadership, communication, and people skills. 5. Strive to be indispensable at work by delivering exceptional results and building strong relationships. 6. Expand knowledge and build a safety net through effective networking. 7. Engage in activities beyond work, understand office politics, and prioritize tasks to contribute to career success and work-life integration.